You're listening to the After Hours Podcast. Okay, so extremely dead tired today. Didn't get much sleep last night. I don't know why I didn't sleep.
Well, it's because you were trying to figure out topics and you were doing some editing, weren't you? Or not editing, but research.
Well, yes. So I originally had something else in mind for today, but for some reason, I just didn't sleep well. Like, I woke up, my neck hurt, so then I switched to my other side, and then my shoulder hurt. And then my alarm went off and I was like, okay, time to get up and go to the gym. Started to get up and I was like, no, I'm going back to bed, laid back down. Half an hour later, my alarm went off again. And I was like, okay, I'm going to get up and go to the gym. Started to get up and I was like, no, I'm going to sleep in. I'm not going to go. So it's just the disturbance of sleep.
Well, you know what it is? It's the struggle is real when you're 35.
That is true. I need some more vitamins, I think. I don't know.
Vitamins and healthy diet, water, and Jimothy.
Yes, I do need some more water in my life, and I do need some gym time.
Yes.
Okay, so you have no idea what today's topic is.
I am in the dark, and I know we were brainstorming some ideas this week about what we're going to talk about, and then I know that that is now tabled. So what we're doing today, I am completely... Yeah, in the dark about. And that's kind of exciting.
Okay. This is going to be a fun one today. Okay. So I know last week we were talking about like relationships and stuff, but, and I love that topic, but this one, we're going to go totally away from that and we'll go back into that.
Back into relationships?
Back into relationships on another topic.
Okay.
Because I feel like that's a topic that we can talk about a lot.
Yes.
You know what I mean? And so this topic, we are going to go into traveling.
Traveling.
Yeah. So we are going to talk about traveling. We are going to do traveling hacks. And ooh. I consider myself a traveling expert.
Okay. Yeah, you have been all over the place. Can I guess what this topic or this podcast is about? Is this about traveling?
It's about traveling.
Okay, cool.
So I don't know how much traveling you've done in the past. I don't know if you're a big traveler, I know you like to travel. I know you like to do stuff like that.
I would consider myself an explorer now because I haven't really been too many places abroad. I've been to a good few amounts of states. I've been to Cabo. So I've never backpacked across Europe. I've never seen Asia. I've never seen, I haven't gone to these crazy places and seeing these beautiful places of the world. But I feel like in the past year, past couple years, I've done my fair share of exploring.
Okay. So you actually might learn a lot from this.
Yeah.
Because some of the stuff I put in here was things that I've learned over the years of traveling.
Okay.
Okay. And methods of transportation, that kind of, we're going to talk about all of it. Okay.
Okay.
So my ideal vacation, well, I don't want to say vacation, because I have an ideal vacation would be on a beach somewhere with like a coconut in my hand. That would be my ideal. Yeah. But I would say mode of transportation. I would love to see my life in a Sprinter van.
Oh, same.
Driving across America, stopping at different locations, seeing the sights, that kind of thing, working remote from wherever I am.
Yes. I can tell you wholeheartedly, that's my idea of living. I want to live like that.
Yeah.
Recently, I thought about getting a truck and having like a trailer.
Yeah.
Even that, like a Sprinter van, I would totally do too. But trailer offers a little bit more space. Obviously, you have to have a truck to haul it or some bigger SUV to haul it. But yeah, that whole life, whether it's a trailer or a Sprinter, sign me up. Give me a laptop.
Right.
And I can just work wherever I park.
Right.
Bella's running around. That's it.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah, I definitely have the wanderlust, and I feel like you do too.
Mm-hmm.
I'm really big into nature, and so I would love to go visit the different like national parks and the different like scenery.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
In fact, I remember because I've traveled, and I think I might have said this in a former podcast, and if I did, or in a former episode, and if I did, I'm sorry, but the three states that I don't like to travel in, did I tell you this?
The three states that you don't like to travel in? I don't think so.
Okay, there's three states I don't like to travel in. One is Kansas.
Okay. Haven't been to Kansas.
And the reason is because Kansas is just very flat and very not much to look at. There,
it's boring.
Yeah.
For all you Kansanites, what are they called? Kansasians.
I don't know.
We love you, but it's a boring state, huh?
I just don't like to travel in it. Like just across the country or across the state, it's not very fun to look at for me.
Yeah, yeah.
The other one would be Kansas, Oklahoma.
I have been to Oklahoma.
Okay. Wasn't a fan of just the travel portion of it.
Yeah.
Not a fan. They have a great truck stop there, which I absolutely love.
Is it Bucky's?
No. Well, no.
I've never been to a Bucky's. Oh,
Bucky's is a great, great truck stop.
Yeah.
Okay. Love it. But no, that one wasn't a Bucky's. I can't remember what that one was, but I loved it. The next one was Arkansas. Those are the three states. Huh. I'm not a huge fan of traveling through.
And I've only been to, out of those three, I've only been to Oklahoma.
Yeah.
I've never really traveled like that because I know you did the whole truck life.
Right.
But I always told people I hated Wyoming is because when I did the oil refinery work, we would travel to Wyoming sometimes and it was just like you can feel the wind, the cold in your bones.
Yeah.
And you're working for 12 hours, at minimum 12 hours outside in the cold with, you know, even with layers on, you're freezing. So I'd always tell people that I hate Wyoming. But I'm sure Wyoming's great.
And I love Wyoming.
Yeah.
Like, the one thing that was hard in Wyoming is the snow blows constantly.
Yeah.
And when it blows sideways. So it is constantly blowing.
That sideways snowing is not cool.
No.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But you know what? And I don't drink like that anymore, or I don't smoke cigarettes. I haven't smoked a cigarette in many, 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 many years, but I did get a feel of what it was like to be in the 90s or the 80s or whatever. And I remember I was in a dive bar in Wyoming where and all of us oil refinery guys were playing pool. And I had a cigarette in my mouth and I was getting ready to go outside and smoke it. And the bartender goes, "You could light that up in here. I don't care." So I had a cigarette hanging down my mouth while I was playing pool with a beer in my hand. And I never felt cooler in my entire life.
Oh my gosh, you're funny.
But nowadays you can't do that anymore. You can't smoke inside.
Well, thank goodness.
Thank goodness.
I have asthma.
Yes. And I don't smoke. I want to put that on. But it did feel cool when I did.
Okay. So do you have a favorite way to travel? Like, do you like to fly? Do you like to go by car? Have you ever been on a boat?
No, I would say I haven't really been on a boat. I've been whale watching. I never travel on a boat. But I would say car. It obviously depends on where you're going. But I love a good road trip because I like to take my time on a road trip. Some people like to get up. I mean, I like to get up early so we can hit the road. But if I have the dog or depending on who I'm traveling with, dogs, then we like to make pit stops here. I like to find a thrift store or a vintage shop or whatever in the middle of nowhere. I found a cool belt buckle recently when I was going to Capitol Reef. And you just have these little things that you buy that are random. You're like, oh, I got this in the middle of nowhere. And I might not even be able to ever find that store again.
Right.
I don't even know where it was. It's just like, wow, there's a city hall right here and then a thrift store right next door.
Right.
And I don't even know what town we're in. I love that. That's why I like exploring.
That reminds me, I was in the middle of Arizona.
Yeah.
And I remember I got a petrified rock.
Oh.
It was a petrified tree, actually. From a site, like it was like a store on the side of the road.
Yeah.
And it was just a tree from Arizona, petrified. And I bought it and I have it.
Wow. That's so cool.
Yeah.
Do you take, I take rocks or sticks from different states.
Oh, see, that's, I like that. That's cool.
I have rocks in my car still from like Montana.
I know. That's what I was looking at the other day.
Oh yeah, that's right.
Like, what is that?
That rock was from Missoula. When I met Robert Plant.
That's cool.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, so and you said you've been to Mexico or you've been to Cabo, so
I've been to, well, as an adult, I've been to Cabo, and then I've been to Tijuana as a kid.
okay, so you've only been out of the country to like Baja
Yeah,
California.
yeah.
Okay, so you've never been.
I've never been anywhere. Cabo was cool, but I've never been to Switzerland. I've never been to Thailand. I've never been to anywhere where it's like real traveling.
Okay, so I've been to several countries outside of, like, I've been to Brazil, Argentina, Uruguay, Mexico. I've been to like a bunch of different countries.
That's where I want to go. I feel like I'm starting my adventure in the state. Like I'm doing all this cool stuff here, and I want to keep that going. But I really want to venture off and go somewhere far, like Provo. You know,
Very
no, I'm
fun.
kidding. I'm kidding. But I do want to travel places like that. I want to go to Thailand.
See, so do I. Like,
Yeah.
that would be one of my dream places to go.
You know what? I met this girl a while back. She used to live at Hawthorne. And she said that she was going to move, I forget where, but she was moving to Thailand and working remote and getting paid American and making bank. Even if it's just a normal job out here where it's like a normal salary out here, out there, bank.
That's really cool.
That's the way to do it.
So, did you know you can move to New Zealand or Australia on a worker's? They have like a visa. And this is one of the hacks that I was going to tell you about. They have like, it's kind of like a visa travel hack. You can do any non-skilled job in Australia or New Zealand for 1 year just to travel. So, if you
Really?
want to go there, you can just apply for
Where?
this.
Where besides Australia?
New Zealand.
Okay, because I will never go to Australia.
No.
No, I can't do spiders, and the
Well, you
spiders out in the
probably don't want to
States,
go to New Zealand
they
either.
have them out there too, like that?
I'm sure. I'm absolutely
Well, I know
sure.
everywhere has spiders, but I know the Australian spiders are like the size of a damn plate. They're the size of this. I'm pointing at a stool right now, but like with the legs out, can you imagine? I'd die.
You would not do
No, I would
well.
have a heart attack, like legit.
Okay, let me ask you this. Where do you sit on a plane? Where's the best place to sit on a plane?
At the front. I don't know if it's the safest, but I, you know what
It's not.
drives me, you know what drives, okay, so if we're just talking about comfort, because I've heard the back of the plane is the safest, right?
You're right. Yeah, the back of
But
the plane, if you're going to be in a crash,
crash,
is
right?
the safest.
But when it comes to, if we're just talking about comfort, I hate when we land the plane, it takes 20 damn minutes to get off that damn plane. It's like, just get out of here. God. So, and when I was coming back from Cabo, I was like, not at the very front, but I was like, three or four rows back, and I was like, this is luxury. So when I got out, like when it landed, you know, you always get the people that stand up right away, you know. And but I was out of the plane in like 5 minutes less. And I was like, this is nice.
Okay, so this is kind of interesting. So I obviously am a Mac user. You are a Mac user, you know?
I'm a Mac user.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Well, oh yes. I'm an iPhone user.
iPhone user.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't
So
have a laptop.
this is for all my Mac users out there. So when you're looking at like hotel booking sites, like to book a hotel, do not ever look from a Mac computer. You always want to look from a PC.
What, really?
Because the websites can tell what kind of computer you're looking from.
What?
And Mac users or Mac prices will be $20 to $30 higher
Because you have a Mac.
because you have a Mac.
Because they're like, oh, they can afford it. They have a Mac.
Yep.
Are you serious?
Yep.
So what if I went on like an old flip phone and did the internet? They're like, oh, this poor guy has no money. Let's give him a plane ticket for 30 bucks.
No, hotel booking site.
Or hotel rather.
Okay.
Okay,
So
okay.
you just want to make sure that you're doing it from a PC.
Here's a question for you too. Is it a good move to do a hotel or an Airbnb?
Well, we're going to talk about that.
Oh,
Okay.
okay. I'm jumping ahead.
Yeah, you are. Okay. So always use the incognito mode also.
I did not know that.
Yeah, so when checking prices for like airline tickets, so after you've clicked on it 3 times, like the pricing, like you've checked one airline or you've like gone back and checked another, after you've clicked on it 3 times, the prices go up.
Really?
Yeah. I travel a lot,
These
so
sneaky
yeah.
people. So, okay, so basically, do not do it on a Mac. Don't click on it 3 times or more, and then go incognito.
Right.
I don't even know how to go incognito.
Oh, there's like a tab at the top.
You
Like
just
that
type
just says
in
incognito mode.
El Camino and then
El Camino. Okay, so 3-day weekend. So let's talk about 3-day weekends. Yeah. You get a 3-day weekend, right?
Mm-hmm.
Never fly Friday through Sunday.
And I feel like most, especially if it's a 3-day weekend, most right. people will do
you
that.
You always want to fly Saturday through Monday.
Oh.
Because it'll be cheaper.
Good to know. Okay.
Yeah.
What about a Thursday to Sunday?
Well, I think you're pretty safe on doing that.
But it's always a Friday.
Yeah, but Sundays are going to be a little more expensive. Mm, Sundays okay. are always going to be more expensive.
Okay.
Yeah, but you never want to fly on a Friday.
Incognito.
Okay, so if you want to find the best deals possible on rooms, so let's say you're like going to like Charleston. Like that's one trip that I do want to do this year is I want to go to Charleston. If you want to find the best hotel deals or rooms in general, go to alltherooms.com.
Alltherooms.com.
Yeah. So this
that almost sounds like a naughty website.
I know. Right? This is going to check the best deals on hotel rooms, VRBO, Airbnb, okay. everything.
Oh, so all of it.
All okay, of got it.
So alltherooms.com.
Yeah, so okay. it's going to show you all the deals that everybody's doing. So then you're going to see all the deals and you're going to be like, oh my gosh, it's cheaper to do an Airbnb.
Versus or, this. Yeah. Oh, that's cool. That's cool.
That's why when you were asking about the Airbnb, I was like, oh my gosh. Yeah, we're going to talk about
yeah.
that.
Yeah. And you know, I love a good Airbnb. I think that's where I would prefer. But the coolest hotel I've ever stayed at was the Grand America in Salt Lake.
So how expensive was that? I'm just curious.
It was expensive. Like I don't remember, but it was definitely
for what one night.
For one night, it was like $300-$400.
See, why would you do that?
Well, because it's amazing, and I met Mel Gibson and Danny Glover and Napoleon Dynamite.
Okay, great, but like,
but it's luxury. So what you do? It's like you don't do it all the time, but you know, you stay. They have a nice pool. We did room service, they bring it up in a nice wagon, and they bring it next to your bed. Like it's you're on the top, you can see all of Salt Lake. It's just a nice
okay, well,
it was nice.
I'm gonna show you how to save most of your money and get a whole week out of what you just spent at the
So okay, let me make note of this though. I would rather stretch out my money and have a better weekend, but that was like a one time. I've only been there once and it was amazing. But I do have to note that sometimes luxury is nice.
Okay, so let's move.
Every now and then.
Let's move on. So for that price, you can get a week on a cruise.
I would rather do that.
On an interior cabin, interior. Mm. So most people that go on a cruise usually say, oh my gosh, we need the cabins that have the balcony and we need, you know.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
You can literally get in the $300 to $500 range
for a week
yeah. cruising to Mexico for that price, all inclusive.
Whoa. See, I would much rather do that.
Right?
Yeah. That's all about, or have you ever, okay, I keep changing topics, but yeah, that would be really cool. And I've never been on a cruise.
Okay. So I love cruising. Cruising is one of my favorite things to do because I'm an ocean girl.
Yeah.
I love to be on the water.
Am I an ocean girl?
I don't think you're an ocean. I think you're a land guy.
You think so? Yeah. Like mountains?
Like just the land, just yeah. on the land, you know?
Yeah.
So that's how I see you. But let's talk about it. Do you get seasick?
I haven't spent too much time
on the ocean.
In the ocean.
Okay.
But I do know when I was in third or fourth grade, I went whale watching and I did get seasick.
You did. Okay. Okay. So for those that get seasick, you always want to be in the middle of the ship. So you never want to get that outside cabin.
Yeah.
You never want to do that. You want to be interior cabins. And the best night's sleep on a cruise ship is going to be in your interior cabins.
Okay.
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 When you close the door to your interior cabin, it is pitch black.
Oh, really?
Pitch black. Yeah.
So I guess you can sleep in pretty well.
So you can sleep in and you can take a nap in the middle of the day and it yeah. will be black.
Oh, that's cool. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
The other thing is the lower you go on a ship, if you get seasick, the less seasick you're going to be.
So if you're like underneath the water.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay,
so if you say, I get seasick, can I have a lower level interior? They're going to be
like, cheaper?
Yes.
The lower you go?
Any interior is going to be pretty much the same.
Interior, you're meaning like under the water?
No, interior means in the middle of the ship. So it's not going to be an outside cabin.
Yeah, okay, like above. So like when you look out your window, you can see like the water slides or whatever the hell they have on cruises.
Right. So interior cabins, you're always going to get the best sleep. You're always going to, you're probably not going to be seasick at all because you don't feel as much.
Got it.
But
okay.
If you do get seasick, you can always, and I didn't find this out until I went on my very first cruise years ago. You can go to your doctor and say, hey, I'm going on a cruise. Can you prescribe me the stickers? So they have these little stickers, tiny little dots, and you'll see everybody on cruise ship has them. And you put them right behind your ear. You just put one every day, you know, behind each ear.
See, I didn't even know that.
Yeah. So, and then they basically equal out your equilibrium. So when you're walking around, you won't feel seasick.
Oh, that's cool. That's cool.
Yeah. And they give you
and they're like good for you. Yeah. They're not like.
No. It's not. It's a prescription. You do have to get it. And
yeah.
They'll just prescribe it. It's not like they have to do anything.
Yeah.
You know? But you get like a bunch of them.
That's
they
cool.
Give you.
You just stick them on your ear.
You just stick them behind your ear. Huh. And you'll see people walking around the ship with them, with these little dots, you know. And that's all they are. They're just so you don't get seasick, you know. Let's see. I love cruising.
I've always wanted to go on a cruise. I've never cruised.
The best.
It seems like it would be.
Everything is included.
Well, and you could stop. So if they stop in like, I don't know, let's just say Cancun, you could like actually go to the shore and
oh
like
yeah
if it's yeah
you
yeah.
always and you never want to do okay so
what if they leave you
so okay that's horrible
can you imagine
that's a whole other episode okay so excursions so when you go on the cruise there's like these little things that say excursions right and you can pick like what you want to do so like oh you're getting off in like Rosarita or Beach or whatever or like Cabo or wherever right. So they're going to be like, hey, these are the things that you can do. You never want to pick your excursions on the boat because they're always going to be double the price. You always
so you want to plan it before when you're actually like
– Before.
Yeah.
So you want to pick your excursions before and pay for it before you go.
And then you don't have to – if you're drinking, you're like, oh, this sounds fun. And then you're just making a decision off of being drunk too.
Right. And the other thing is that you – if you're going to drink – Remember, like if you're going to drink when you're on the ship, alcohol is not included in any of your pricing. So like, or if you're going to drink soda, your sodas are not included in your.
Yeah. And I can imagine that it's so expensive.
No, you have to get a drink package. So like you have to ask for a drink package. Once you purchase your drink package,
then it's all free.
Then it's all, included.
Well, included, yeah.
But juices are included in everything. So you're good with juices. Okay. So let's talk about packing for a minute.
Packing.
Okay. Packing when you go somewhere. Okay. So when you pack to go somewhere, do you just take your normal stuff with you? Like you're like, oh, I need my brush, my toothbrush, my this, my that.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I always do it like, I procrastinate always.
Okay. So because I travel a lot, I have my own separate stuff that's already packed and ready to go.
Like right now?
Yeah.
If I go to your place right now, you already have like a bag packed.
No, not the bag.
Like the travel toothpaste and like the that stuff. Yeah.
Because I would travel so often, I would have my own separate toothbrush ready to go. My hair stuff ready to go. My own like brush ready to go.
Nice.
My hair stuff ready to go. So I didn't have to constantly go in my bathroom and get the stuff that I use daily and have to take that and pack
it. Yeah, you have separate, right? That makes sense. Or you don't have to go to the store and get like those little mini deodorants or whatever.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
So that's all ready to go. So when I go to pack, I just grab that bag.
Yeah.
It's all done and it's not, I don't have to think about it.
That's cool.
Yeah. Second thing is, you always, razors.
Yeah.
Okay, trick to razors. If you don't have something to put your razor in, you know, or you don't have a cover for your razor,
yeah.
You can always put a binder clip over your razor As a cover.
Yeah, a binder clip.
Yeah.
Oh, like the little, like yeah. the ones I have.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, in your office.
Oh, that's cool.
And you won't cut yourself. The other thing I suggest is AirTags or any kind of device that like can track your bags.
Oh, smart. Smart.
You always want to put that in your luggage if your luggage is not going to be with you.
Yeah.
So if you go on a plane somewhere, always track your baggage.
Have you ever lost a bag?
I have.
Really?
And they've had to send it to my house.
After the fact.
After the fact, yeah.
So you wherever you went, you didn't have your bag.
Right.
So you had to go buy new clothes or whatever.
Well, no, because I'm smart.
Mm.
Yeah. So no. Okay. So yeah, you always want to do that. You always also want to take a picture of your luggage before and have it in your phone.
So if anything happens, you can be like, look, here it is.
Yeah.
Like
this is my bag. This is what it looks like. This is the brand.
Oh,
God. This is the color.
Yes.
So
yes.
Then you can go and you can show the airline, hey, this is my bag. This is the one that's missing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're showing them your pictures and you go to something, you ship someone. Like, oh, it's hard. I didn't mean to show you that.
Yeah. The other thing is if you do go foreign, you always want to show them a picture of your passport. Take a picture of your passport and your picture.
I have such like anxiety about like losing. Can you imagine like losing your passport or something? What happened? Like for instance, on the cruise, you go to Cabo, you get off, say your passport's on the ship.
So that's not how it works.
Okay. But let's just say you lose it or something.
Right.
And then the ship leaves. You don't have your passport. You don't even have your ride back.
Yeah.
What do you do?
So you'd be stuck. That would be horrible.
That would be so terrifying.
Yeah. And you want to know what's weird is that back in the day when I was in South America, they didn't give us our passports. They held on to them.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So we didn't have them walking around.
Yeah.
Smart because we were in our 20s and they were like, yeah you're going to lose them. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
So, yeah. The other thing is traveling foreign. You always, if you go foreign to a third world country, you always want to remember when you get back, not while you're in a third world country. When you get back, you always want to come back and take a bug pill. I call them the bug pills.
A bug pill?
Yeah. And the reason I call them a bug pill is I don't know what they're really called. So for parasites.
Oh, like in the water.
Yeah.
Yeah, some places you don't want to drink the water. Well, I remember in Cabo it was like that. They were like, we had to drink bottled water.
So, but here's the thing is that did you go out to eat?
Yeah.
You still want to take a bug pill. You still, because.
And I didn't take any pill.
Let's say you get soup.
Yeah.
They're still made with water.
Yeah.
Let's say you get a drink. It's still made with water.
Yeah, I didn't take any pill.
Yeah. So it's always smart to like come back and I don't know what they're technically called. It's some kind of like.
But is it bug pill because it's big?
No, it's just called I just call it a bug pill because. Because
it's eliminated the parasite bugs.
It is. It is. Because when we were given the bug pills basically to come home back from Brazil, they told us, okay, they said, here's your bug pill. I remember they gave it to us in Paraguay. And then they said, don't take this until you get to Miami.
Yeah.
So like we went from Paraguay to Brazil, to Brazil, to Miami, Miami to, I think I went to Houston to LA.
Whoa.
So they said, don't take it until you get it on American soil. And that's exactly what we did because you don't want to take it with contaminated water in another country.
Oh, because then you're defeating the purpose.
Exactly.
So don't you have to take some like tetanus shots or something?
You have to get shots depending on where you're going.
Where you're going. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Some guy, I was traveling to Ogden and some guy, he was like in the corner of like a 7-Eleven. He goes, I need to shoot you up with this stuff because you're entering different territory. And I go, okay. And he seemed really nice. And then I was in the hospital for 3 months.
Well, Ogden
really
is
weird,
right?
Sketchy. Just
okay. And remember, if you are going foreign, to always let your bank know.
I did not do – okay, I ended up doing it. But yes, I learned that the hard way.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Because then they're going to be like, fraud.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And then they're going to turn all that off.
Well, and then I remember I had to get money out at the airport. And I feel like – because some of my friends, when we went to Cabo, went to their bank. And can't you get money switched beforehand?
Yes.
So, and I did not do that. I landed in Cabo, and then it was a struggle. I was like, hey, I want to take $200 out. And they're like, oh, you want 200 pesos? And that's hardly nothing. I go, no. I want to deduct 200 of my American money and put it into pesos. And then that was a struggle trying to explain that.
And if you're doing that, you're going from here to Mexico, you can actually do it here before you go.
That's what I found out. But right. then I remember I didn't have enough time. And I was like, oh my gosh, I should have done that weeks ago where I just did it out here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you can always do that here.
Yeah.
The other thing is if you're going foreign, and I don't know, I didn't have to do this in Mexico, but you want to make sure to bring the correct electrical plugs.
Oh, yeah, because some of them have different – oh, yeah.
Yeah, because in South America we had to because it was different. They were different.
They were different, yeah. I did know that some countries have
– most countries.
Or most countries have different – yeah, it's not like that.
Right.
Yeah.
Because you're going to be like, oh, no, I can't plug anything in.
Yeah.
To like stores trying to find, you know,
like a plug. Yeah.
Right. Okay. Let's talk about road trips really quick.
Okay.
Do you know how the freeway system works in America?
The freeway system. I know that you're supposed to drive on the right side.
Right. But like, let's talk about this because a lot of people don't know this. So freeway systems in America, how are they numbered? Do you know?
By exit. So they're number like exit 385.
Not exits, freeways.
Oh, like the 85 or the, you know.
The 15.
The 15.
Or, yeah, how are they numbered? You
I don't know.
Okay, so I'm going to tell you. Okay, so starting at the bottom of America.
Yeah.
Okay, we're going to start with like California, Arizona, you know.
Like the bottom.
The bottom. Okay?
Yeah, yeah.
We're going to go north. Okay?
Right. So up towards like Washington and like.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So they start small. The numbers start small.
Okay.
And they get bigger. Okay, so the freeways.
Like the 5.
But that's going north and south.
Yeah.
We're going to start east and west.
Oh, got it. Okay.
So you're going to start with the 10.
Okay.
Arizona.
Right? Yeah.
And then it's going to go up from there. You're going to go like the 10, the 20, the 30, the 40, you know what I mean? Like you're going to start from there, right?
Yeah.
And it goes all the way up to the 95. Okay, and that's going to be up in Montana, you know?
Got it. So I wonder, it's similar to like how Salt Lake is, where it's like you start on like, there's like E Street, like A, B, C, D, like it's all alphabetical. And then it's like first, second,
well, you
third.
Cannot compare it to Utah because Utah is different.
But in the sense where it starts small, totally
right.
get the comparison, but it starts small and then it escalates up.
Right.
Yeah.
So basically, if somebody says, oh yeah, I'm on the 10 freeway, you know that they're in the southern part of the United States.
Yeah, they're not in like...
So that could be the I-10 is going to run from California all the way across the United States.
To Asia, yeah.
Okay, now going east, or going, I'm sorry, west to east.
To east, yeah.
Okay, what did we start with?
So we started low, so if that's going to be high.
Where's the 1?
Down at the, like...
No.
I don't know.
The 1 is in California.
Yeah.
The 1 is going to be the Pacific Coast Highway.
Oh, the Pacific. Okay, yes, I did know that. Yes.
What goes next?
The 5.
The 5.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then you're going to continually go over.
Yes.
Across so it's like, the United States, right? Yeah. You're going to hit in Utah, you're going to hit the 15.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Oh, that's right.
And
that's
then you're
right.
going to go this way across the United States.
And it keeps going higher, the 20, 25, whatever.
Yeah, and you're going to keep going across. That's how they work. The freeway systems work.
Nice. Okay.
Okay. Now, exits. Exits are almost the exact same way. Exits are almost the exact same way. So, like, let's take Nevada, for example.
Mm-hmm.
We're in Utah. If we were going to go to Nevada right now, it's going to span the cross, like, across Nevada. Nevada going from California into Nevada... It would start at 1. Once you hit Nevada from California, it's going to start exit 1.
Okay. Oh, Nevada into California.
No, California into Nevada.
Yeah.
So if we go from California into Nevada, it's going to start exit 1.
Right when you hit the state line. Like
yeah.
You're now in Nevada.
Yeah. And then
exit 1.
Exit 1. Then you're going to hit exit 2, exit 3, exit 4. So when you get to almost to Utah, it's going to be at exit 400.
Oh, whoa.
Okay, so it's approximately 400 miles across the state of Nevada.
You probably know exactly what the exit I'm talking about. I don't know what number it is. I can't remember if it's in Nevada or California, but it's like ZZYXX.
Okay.
Do you know that one?
I do, and that's down in,
is that California?
So that is,
or is that Nevada?
So that is down in Southern California.
Yeah. But going towards Vegas, right?
Yes, going towards Vegas. Yeah. So that's basically how the exits work in each state. So starting, if we were going from Utah to Wyoming, it's going to start at one. And it's going to go up.
So it always starts back at one.
Right.
Depending on the state line that you go into.
Right.
Like so it's always at one. From, I guess it depends on where you're entering.
East.
Okay.
West to east.
Okay. Okay.
Okay.
So that's interesting. I had no idea.
Right. So if you were to ask me, how do you get to Kansas City, Missouri? I can tell you exactly how, what freeways, and what exits to get off.
And because you've traveled so much, but right. You also understand how freeway systems work along with the exits. So if you're entering from this to this, you know, okay, well, that's going to start over. So you're going to then take exit 23, and that's going to be blah, 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 whatever it is, as an example. That's cool.
Okay, I have a couple more, and then we will be done really quick. Okay, so for road trips, you can always shower at truck stops.
Yeah.
Okay. Sleeping, you can always sleep in Walmart parking lots. There's no
perfect
time.
Perfect for a Sprinter van too?
Yep, there's no time limits.
Okay.
Okay. Unless, and I learned this the hard way, unless you were in New Jersey.
Oh.
Okay. So they have time limits on theirs, probably because their parking lots are so small.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so this one's interesting too. So dogs in the state of New Jersey and Rhode Island traveling in cars have to be attached by like collar and stuff like that, like have to be attached to a seatbelt.
Oh, really?
Yeah. In New Jersey and Rhode Island, or it's a fine for the driver up to $1,000, or they have to be in a crate.
Well, I don't like that.
I know. So you can't just have your dog running back and forth, like around in the car.
I guess it is safer if you think about it. I used to have a seatbelt for dogs, but
yeah.
Bella just likes to sit in the passenger.
And I have one more. Okay. Carabiners. You know what a carabiner
is,
right?
Yes.
So this is a travel. Yes, you have one. Okay. This is a travel hack. You get the larger carabiners, right?
Mm-hmm.
You put them on your headrest on the.
On like the. Yes. Yeah.
You put them on your headrest.
Yeah.
Little, what do you call those?
The little like
spoke thingies.
Yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about.
Okay, you put them on the headrest, and you can hang things from the carabiners on the back of the seat.
Smart little hack there. That's cool. Like a bag, if you want to do a bag of maybe it's a trash or even a hanger with the clothes or whatever it is.
Right.
Yeah, that's cool.
You can hang things off of that.
I'm glad that I know that now, because especially with road tripping, because that is the way to do it.
Right. So this was fun.
This was fun. I wish we could do. I feel like I say that every time we do a podcast. I'm like, I want to do this again. But
well,
I truly want to do this
again. We probably will, because there's a lot more that you can do on, like, you know, just tips and tricks and stuff like that.
And I had no idea about the tips and tricks.
Well,
I'm not well traveled.
There's a bunch of them out there.
So I'm not well traveled yet.
Yes, you will be. You will be. Anyways, this was fun. And okay, I'm willing to do our last goodbye.
Yes.
Even though I have stopped doing it.
Even though the last podcast, was the last one? You were like, you're giving me a mental illness.
You are still are giving me a mental illness, but I've gotten better.
You and I don't like that you've gotten better because I miss it. Okay, do you want me to kick it off and you respond, or do you want to start it and then I'll respond to you?
Okay, I'll do it.
Okay, ready?
Yeah. Bye.
Bye.